We put forward the decision basically because we need to be seen to be fair and equitable with all our families. Most of our families and children across the borough walk regularly to school. If this falls within that policy guideline, we have to be seen to be fair, and that is the reason we had to bring it forward. We are very, very adamant that it is purely a fair and equitable reason that we're doing this.
What about the safety of the children walking along these routes?
The safety of the children is absolutely paramount. We are obviously very caring. That's one of our things. They're our cared for children. We look after our children. But the actual children on the routes, the route is deemed as safe for traffic reasons, not for personal reasons. Now, however difficult that may be for people to understand, the personal reasons are the responsibility of the parent. A parent is responsible to getting their child to school safely and on time, which is the other thing people forget. So there are many ways they can get. They don't have to walk it. It's an available walking route. It's not a definite walking route.
But does it seem right to you that as a council you are telling parents and pupils that a route is safe and appropriate to walk to school without even taking into account the personal safety of pupils, by which we mean, you know, whether they're at risk of crime or something? Does it feel right to you that you're designating that route as safe without taking into account personal safety?
It feels right, because we have designated as available walking route because it is safe from traffic.
But I'm asking you about personal safety. Does it feel appropriate to designate a route as safe without taking personal safety into account?
Saying, it is safe from a traffic point of view, the personal side of it. People walk that route all the time. People were saying today that people don't walk it. It's a very busy route. People walk it all the time. There are ways that children can walk that route together, walking trains. Parents don't have to send their children there. They can take them on the bus. They can have family members. They can have friends that go along. Children generally walk along together.
But when looking at what alternative route there is to a free bus, if there is only one route, which is under 3 miles, which is the case with the Middlewood Way, is it not incumbent, or should it not be incumbent upon you as a council to look at the personal safety of those pupils and not just whether there are, you know, too many cars in the way?
No, the personal safety or the availability of any of the routes are the same throughout the borough. There are many, many routes that similar to the Middlewood Way. Not exactly, they may not be a disused or readjusted railway line, but they are available, safe walking routes. They walk through lanes, they walk across fields, they walk everywhere. They are exactly the same. They are there for parents to decide whether they are personally safe to let their children walk alone, together, or however they wish to get to school.
Because the alternative to the Middlewood Way is the dual carriageway, the Silk Road. Is that safe to walk along?
No, we're not advocating of walking along the Silk Road at all, just as we wouldn't advocate children walking along any.
And you're not advocating that because it's unsafe from a traffic point of view. What you are advocating is walking along a disused railway line, which has no traffic on it, of course, but which parents say is dark, dimly lit, very isolated, and from a personal point of view, unsafe. Does it not feel wrong that you're not taking the personal side of things into account at all?
No, because as I keep reiterating, it is a personal issue. The parents do not have to let their children walk along that route on their own. I wouldn't let my child walk along it. I've been asked many times whether I would let my child. I took my children to school. I had to go further than these would have to go. They could walk, and they did walk in the sun, Sundays when it was bright and clearful. Absolutely fine. But it's not the responsibility of the council to ensure the personal safety. That is the parents' responsibility.
So that is
why they have their children.
You wouldn't let your child walk along the Middlewood Way in darkness to or from school?
I possibly wouldn't, no. I never would. I don't advocate that at all if it's dark. It's not going to be like that all the time. We're not advocating that at all. They could do if they were in a group of children. I would be quite happy for them to do the walking train that we are advocating that schools should organise. A bus is not the only way to get your children to school. I didn't have to walk along the Middlewood Way. I know it very well. I lived very close to it. I do know it. And I do know that people do have concerns about it for the children. But why would they have it concerns for the children if they don't have it concerns themselves or other people?
Well, a child is a bit different to an adult, isn't it? But
Not an elderly. An elderly adult is just as vulnerable as a child.
When you look at the future, what consequence do you think this will have? Because you will know that many of the parents are saying that all this will lead to is more traffic on the roads because parents will drive their children to school, or parents who might be struggling to make ends meet being out of pocket by having to pay for buses.
That's where we come into the equitable and fair side of it. There are already parents who are having to walk routes of a similar distance, similar areas, just for the same reasons. They have then to look, if we agree to keep this route that we declare as safe, but still give people a bus to take them to school, they are going to be saying, well, hang on a minute, you know, why? What's wrong with my... I don't want to pay for the bus route. I'm exactly the same. I don't want to pay for the bus route. It's going to be a knock-on effect. We've got to be seen to be fair. And that is the main reason that we're having
but,
to put
but
this...
But don't you acknowledge that there probably will just be more traffic on the roads and more families will be out of pocket?
That's true. But the families who are paying it already are already more out of pocket than the ones in Bollington, if that's the way they're going to look at it. But the traffic on the road, it doesn't have to be traffic. As I say, the school, we are trying to engage with the school, which I think, as you saw, wasn't very easy. We've been trying to engage with the school to come around these things, work out walking routes, buses, walking trains. But the school could put on, with the subsidy that we were trying to negotiate, a bus that the parents could also use. It doesn't have to be just children walking along the route, which is what they seem to be advocating and why we're being pushed into that decision.
Just finally, you are looking at updating the policy that governs all this to take into account personal safety, because the government said that you can do that. Now, if you're going to be updating this policy, would it not have made sense to maybe delay this decision until the new policy is in place?
I think you said the exact words, and the government said we can. It doesn't say we have to. It has to be looked
at. Should you not take personal safety into account, though?
It's something we would look at, yes, but it's not an issue that we feel at the moment. It has been designated as safe. It can be walked. As I say, it's only possibly thought to be a personal safety issue for a small child walking on their own, which we're not advocating, and that should not be what parents would let them do. We have to be fair and equitable throughout the borough, and that's why we have to do it. We will be looking at the policy, but it doesn't mean we have to take every recommendation into account. We can update it and implement as we see fit.